You are indeed at the right place. If you might have the symptoms of Parkinson's or know someone who does and are looking for ideas and suggestions and possibilities that can help you get relief from your symptoms or the symptoms of a loved one. This is Robert Rogers, and you've just connected with Parkinson's Recovery. The focus of my show today is about toxins and how you can get rid of them, which is a primary factor in causing the symptoms of Parkinson's. I want to start my show out with a letter I received just 10 minutes ago in my email. I can't tell you who it's from because I don't have their permission, but I want to read it to you anyway. Hey, Robert, I have the most coolest news. I do not have Parkinson's. It took a very specialized doctor at Vanderbilt, Dr. Fang, to figure it out. He thought it might have been apraxia, which is so similar to Parkinson's that it is often misdiagnosed. The clue was, you don't have good days with Parkinson's, and the day of my appointment was a good day. Yesterday I had a battery of tests, apparently brain and motor function, and Dr. Tramanana has ruled out apraxia. He thinks it could be conversion disorder, and they'll know in a couple of weeks. If you are listening to this today and happen to have the symptoms of Parkinson's, the probability is, hold on to your seats, that one-third of the individuals listening do not actually have Parkinson's disease, or what is diagnosed as Parkinson's disease. It's a tough disorder to diagnose. One strategy, of course, if you get ill, is always to go to a medical specialist who is specialized in diagnosing and then figuring out medicines and special surgeries that can help. And oftentimes, this can yield miracles for chronic conditions. With Parkinson's, the frustrating part of it is, once a diagnosis is made, the only possible remedies in a medical specialty approach wind up being prescription drugs and also surgeries that treat symptoms. They don't actually get at the root cause, which is frustrating, I can assure you, to neurologists across the world. Of course, they're working on alternatives, but at this point, it's only a question of working on symptoms. If you're then into the issue of addressing diagnoses and treatments that are indicated from those diagnoses, I feel like that can be a rather depressing experience. Of course, you need to do that, don't get me wrong, but it can be a downer, so to speak. You can begin to have thought forms where you're beating up on yourself, and of course, you're carrying around a dark cloud of energy. I personally have adopted a different approach for my own health, which has worked quite well. I'm really very healthy today at the age of 63. My approach has been to be very simplistic, and one of my ideas is, I think many chronic illnesses are caused by exposure to toxins of all sorts, heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides, all kinds of things that get into our bodies and create havoc. One possibility then is to figure out ways to get rid of all those noxious materials so that we don't then contract these chronic illnesses that take us down into the gutter and the darkness of where we really don't want to be. I am interviewing today an individual who is a naturopath, a doctor, and who's practiced for 20 years in the state of Georgia by the name of Dr. Ivy Faber. I actually have used Dr. Faber as my naturopath doctor, and she has run 5 different bioenergetic tests for me and has recommended all sorts of therapeutic regimens that I have followed to the T. She's not the only therapeutic resource that I've used. I have many others that I have tapped into, but she's certainly been an important one and been a big factor on why I'm so healthy today. I thought it would help everyone to hear Dr. Faber talk about her interesting approach, and so that you'll get more information about an alternative that you may not have considered. I think this is especially important to listen to if you too suspect that the symptoms that you may be experiencing are connected to toxins, and you've not really been able to satisfy yourself that you found a way to rid those toxins from your body. I personally think we have to continuously detoxify our body. I think we're exposed to toxins day in, day out, minute by minute. I'm being exposed as I talk. So I think that the ideas that Ivy Favor has are particularly useful to anybody who has the symptoms of Parkinson's, and she also does have considerable experience in working with patients who have the symptoms of Parkinson's. So here's the first segment of my previously recorded interview with Dr. Naturopath Ivy Favor. Many people do not really know what a naturopath doctor does or who they are. Could you explain a bit about what your qualifications are and what you do and how what you do is different from a medical doctor?
Sure. Well, first of all, I'm certified through the United States School of Naturopathy and Allied Sciences from Oglethorpe, Georgia. And I have I'm engaged in other certifications that relate to emotional therapy, allergy elimination, and all other energy work also. And basically what a naturopath does is a naturopath is going to look for root causes of sickness. It's not the Band-Aid effect, where when you go to a medical doctor, or even maybe sometimes walk into a health food store, you say, well, I have a headache, and they'll say, oh, take this herb. Well, that's not what naturopaths do. We look for the root cause. Why is this person sick? Why is this person having these symptoms? And basically what these symptoms do is they relate to something being out of balance in the body. That's the body's way of saying something's not right here, and I need to be fixed. And so it sets off an alarm. And so via different avenues or modalities, we can get information to find out why the body is out of balance. And one of the key tools that I personally use is this electrodermal screening or bioenergetic assessment. And basically, whether the person is there personally to listen to go through the actual testing or it's via saliva, we can get an idea as to why the body's out of balance and what needs to be done to rectify this.
You actually have a clinic in Georgia.
Right.
And I also want to point out to everyone that although you have been in measurable help to me and also to Deborah with regard to some of her health challenges, I have actually never met you.
You have my picture now.
I have your picture. It's the first time I knew what you look like. It's been 7 years.
Now, do I look like I sound?
I'm not sure I had an idea, actually, of how you looked. But, yeah, it sets the image of who I thought I'd been talking to all of these years.
Oh,
so
good.
It's quite remarkable, really, that we can actually work with a naturopath doctor at long distance and get such wonderful results. How do you feel about a panchakarma treatment to rid toxins from the body?
Well, to be honest, I didn't even know what that was, so I had to look it up, and I did. And basically what I found from the information that I researched, there are 5 individual therapies that remove deep-rooted stress and illness that are causing toxins or causing the body to be out of balance. Now, I really, Linda, don't know much about this whole, this modality, although as I was reading, it makes sense, and it's kind of like homeopathy, but Ayurvedic. But this is what's unique about the testing. Not everything works for everybody. Every individual is different. And so what might work for one person might not work for another. And so that's my take on it. I mean, if it's something you're interested in doing and you want to get tested, we can, you know, search out the information and see if that's a protocol that would work well for you. I mean, it's not a crystal ball, so we can't say a week down the road or 2 weeks down the road how your body's going to react, because once information gets into the body, whether it's via a product or energy work or whatever, the body just can react differently. But we can certainly see if this is something at that time that the body has enough endurance and strength, if it would be able to handle the challenge of doing such a program.
Linda has a second question. What is your opinion of mucuna purines as a natural way for your body to make dopamine?
Okay. Again, you know, certain things work for certain people. And I know that, you know, I looked online again and I read about that. And there really isn't any, not that this means anything, but there aren't any, there isn't any significant information proving that it works in that way. But different things work for different people. So, you know, again, via the test, you can see if it's something that your body would work for your body, what kind of results you can look forward to attaining, you know, or you can just give it a try and see how you feel.
Toby from Boston, Massachusetts has the following question. I have heard infrared saunas remove toxins. Most recently, I heard about an amethyst biomat, which is an infrared mat and works similar to the sauna in removing toxins. Are you familiar with the biomat, and which would you recommend?
Okay, well, Toby, I do have an infrared sauna, and I know it works. And I've used it personally, and I've used it with patients, and it really does help remove toxins. As far as the mat goes, again, I know it assists with detoxification, and also the claim is that it alkalinizes. I really don't know. And, you know, I would, you know, go online and maybe try to research and look for some blogs where people have written in their experience. You know, and again, you know, I guess it's something you can always try. I do know the infrared sauna works, though. I just don't know about the mat.
Could you say a little bit more about what the infrared sauna looks like? What do people sit in it, or how long do you use it every day? How does it work exactly?
You can, the infrared sauna, there are different types of equipment. You know, I happen to have one that you can either stand up in or you can lay down in. There are ones that are kind of like almost like a shower stall. What it does and what's so neat about it is that, you know, like when you go into a regular sauna, you just kind of start to perspire. But with the infrared sauna, what it does is it starts heating you up from the inside. And so that heat penetrates from the inside and it starts pushing the toxins just out. And it's pretty remarkable. I mean, I could actually be in the sauna for 30 minutes and just scoop up water in my hand that's come off my body. And I do feel, when I do it, I feel really good. But I would certainly say if you are using a sauna, you want to make sure you replenish your minerals. That's really important. And I have used the sauna every day. And, you know, there's some people, again, who can tolerate it, and there are other people who can't. So
you use it about 30 minutes a day on average?
I have used it, yes. Yes, I have used it 30 minutes a day, every day.
Now, this equipment sounds pretty expensive. Would it cost thousands of dollars to purchase one if somebody wanted to have it at their home?
I think an infrared sauna is a couple thousand, but, you know, now I would look on eBay or I would look, you know, on Craigslist because of the economic situation. You may find one cheaper.
Oh, great idea.
You may just find people who, you know, maybe bought a newer model, or I would look around. I think you could find it cheaper.
Now, of the people who are listening to this, not very many live close enough to you in Georgia to be able to visit you. Do you actually provide access to your infrared sauna for any of your clients? That is, would it be possible for people to contact their naturopath and see if they might be able to get some treatments using their saunas?
Yes, I think that's possible. I know, I think that's very possible if someone, lots of times a clinic will have it or some kind of center, they'll have an infrared sauna set up. And so that's something that, you know, could be tried. That's a good idea to try it and see how you feel.
And then maybe look on eBay to see if you can find one at a good price.
Yep.
And the way Toby has spelled this is the way I know how to spell it, but let me make sure this is right. Infrared is I-N-F-A-R-E-D. Is that right?
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Kim from Bowling Green, Kentucky, asked the following question. Urine testing showed that I had higher than normal levels of lead and mercury in my body. My doctor prescribed DMSA, 8 250-milligram tablets, 1 day per week for removal of the toxins. As somebody with PD, that's Parkinson's disease, is there lead, mercury in my brain cells?
Yes. It is possible. Yeah.
Does the DMSA cross into my brain to remove toxins there?
Yes, it does. Yes, it can work in that way.
DMSA is a detox kind of a thing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, it chelates and gets mercury and other metals out of the body.
And is that
go ahead.
Is that something you sometimes prescribe for people?
Sometimes, but again, you know, and one of the other questions ask about what's the best way to detox mercury. And, you know, it just depends. Everybody's different. You can do DMSA. You can do, like, a homeopathic detox. There are herbals that you can use. It just depends on the body's ability, you know, to detox. And that's a big key factor. And I think people, especially who have neurological disorders, the body is very sensitive. So, you know, again, one person, you know, it may not take much, especially when you try to utilize different products, to throw the body off kilter because you're dealing with the whole nervous system with Parkinson's disease. So, again, that's where the testing helps. You know, you can see what's best. And there are numerous ways to detox metal out of the body.
So in this particular case, Kim is explaining she takes this tablet called DMSA one day a week, just so people can better understand what detoxing is all about. She takes that and probably takes a lot of water with it. Does she then notice more frequent urination? Does she sweat more frequently? Is she likely to have fatigue or anxiety? Or what would be the result of doing this?
Again, it just depends. I mean, and I would say that not only are people bombarded with metals from their mouth, but there are many other ways that we get bombarded with heavy metal toxification. You know, think about all the electromagnetics that we come in contact with on a daily basis. Magnetic is metal. And so you're talking about, you know, cell phones, everybody's wireless, and you're talking about computers and all other sorts of electrical equipment. Then think about, you know, cooking. What kind of pans are you using, you know? Are they aluminum? Are they stainless? I mean, you can drive yourself crazy thinking about all these things, but certainly that's why, again, it depends on the person. It depends on the function of the individual's organs. You know, if they have good kidney function, they may do really well with the DMSA. They may need some extra kidney drainage. You know, again, with the DMSA, you would want to also be taking a mineral supplement. And I don't know if this person is or not. I would presume that they are. But there's a product I like to use that's actually a suppository. You don't take it. You insert it into the rectum. Yeah, I like that product. So, again, the thing, you know, the whole idea about the testing is trying to find the best product for the individual that's going to work the best and cause the least symptoms. And the only reason why I say symptoms, it's not, you don't usually get side effects to natural products. although there can be if you use them in large doses. But when I say symptoms, is you're going to provoke a reaction when you detox. There's no doubt about it, because the body's, you know, going to go to a different system or an individual system or many body systems and start pulling toxins out. And when you do that, you know, it's going to provoke a reaction, and the body is going to go, whoa, what's going on here? And so if you have a Parkinson's symptom, it could get a little worse at first until the body says, hey, this is a good thing. This junk isn't going in, it's coming out.
And so the actual symptoms, the symptoms that the person experiences may actually get worse for a period of time.
Yes, it could initially. But it should not for a long period of time. Like I tell my patients, you know, about, you know, detoxification, and you can go into a healing crisis, which means what that means is when your body retraces the toxins or removes the toxins, it's going to retrace, go back the way the information came in. And so, like, let's say at one time you had really bad knee pains. And now all of a sudden you're detoxing and you go, oh, my goodness, my knees are killing me. What in the world is going on? Well, that's just a retracing process. But that shouldn't last more than like a day or two. And if it goes further than that, then something has to be readjusted.
So it's really important for a person to understand that, because they might think they're taking this pill or this drop and it's making it worse initially.
Right.
When in fact that's not the case. As you say, it's just retracing the steps that happened when it actually entered.
Right. And, you know, years ago, Robert, I've been doing this work for almost 17 years. And years ago, you know, you could just give someone a couple of products and they'd be on their way and, I feel so much better. And it's just not easy anymore. Everything is a complicated puzzle.
Is that
and
right?
Again, yeah. Oh, yes, because we're bombarded with so many toxins in our environment. Look at all the diseases. Where are they coming from? From all the pollution and all the, you know, xenobiotics, which are even just like unknown toxins that invade our body on a daily basis. And I could go on and on and on about how toxic everything is. But the reality is it's not about how toxic it is. It's how you're helping your body to get rid of the toxins. That's what's important. That's what's going to create good health and balance, removing toxins.
Basically, you're saying that everyone is exposed to toxins. There's no way about it, getting around it.
Oh, everyone. I don't care who you are. You know how many little babies I see? I have this one recent patient. She's doing great now. She's like, she was 20 months old, and she had rheumatoid arthritis. They had her on like heavy duty methotrexate, which is a cancer drug, and some other drugs. And she walked in like a stiff mummy. She couldn't even walk, and she's doing great now. She's off all her meds. I mean, this is a 20-month-old baby. So we all have to cleanse and detox properly. And, you know, I understand, you know, you've got to have some kind of measure of health, and, you know, you just want to live life and be happy. And from what I've read about some of the people who might be listening in, maybe on some meds, and, you know, if you're on medication and it's working for you, be happy about it. And if it's not, try something else.
That's a great rule.
You know, just be happy with whatever you're doing and feel happy about the success that you're having. And if there's another route to do it medicine-free, well, by all means, do it. But if that's all you can do, then just be happy that you have that to use.
I'm Robert Rogers from Parkinson's Recovery. You're listening to my guest, Dr. Ivy Faber, naturopath doctor who uses a bioenergetic test to evaluate imbalances in the body. I was mesmerized when I got my bioenergetic test report the first time. It is incredibly comprehensive. Dr. Faber is going to talk more about how this test works, because I had many questions for her about how in the world could you figure all of this out. It really is literally a whole body scan. It tells you everything that might suggest an imbalance in your body. It's really quite amazing. And the test has been around, get this, 40 years. This is not something that was just invented. Joy from Tulsa, Oklahoma asked the following question. Would years of spraying with insecticides for crickets cause Parkinson's?
Well, there may have been a predisposition, but yes. I mean, maybe somewhere in the genes, there's that, you know, neurological weakness. But yes, I definitely think that could be. I mean, pesticides, herbicides are very, very toxic. They're poison. They're poison.
Joy also says, I do have a grandmother who had Parkinson's. Which would be the number one cause? That is, the spraying with insecticides or the hereditary effect?
Well, you know what? We all have hereditary effects. Every single one of us have the potential of getting something, but it's our exposure. And also the mitochondria, which is the powerhouse, it's like the cell powerhouse of the body. If it's weak, if you come into this world with a weakness there, then it's very possible you're going to be more susceptible to certain sicknesses and diseases. But it's very possible, I mean, her grandmother had Parkinson's. And, you know, yes, spraying could have brought it on. I feel that's a strong possibility.
I had a facelift and a brow lift in 1999. I believe there was nerve damage. Would that cause Parkinson's?
I would like to get a facelift, but I'm too scared. And I don't know, but I would be so scared to do anything like that, and anything's possible. And again, you know, any time you put stress on the body, you know, having a facelift, being put to sleep, being under anesthetic for a period of time, using medications during and after, you know, there are so many side effects to a lot of these medications. Who knows? You know, who knows? But all I can say is, whoever listens to this recorded information, stay as clean as you can. Stay as clean as you can, and stay away from as much garbage as you can.
Joy has a final question, which is very general, and you've touched on this previously, but she would like to know how to detox.
Oh, that's a big question. You know, again, via the testing, and I'm not trying to sell y'all on this, but it really, really works. And that's why I'm even in the business I'm in, is because, well, first of all, I really care about people. But second of all, this computerized test has just takes all the guesswork out of things. I'm not saying it's 100%, because nothing is 100%, but it certainly would add, just structure and organization to doing some kind of detox program. So, Joy, if you're interested, we can do that. If not, maybe just start with a colon cleanse. You know, that's a good place to start. And you can actually go through cleansing different organs. You can find a lot of information online how to do that.
So there are basically so many possibilities for detoxing. There are so many regimens that can actually be used. What you do basically is do the assessment first, and that gives you the guidance on what to start with. And then, as I understand the approach, you make recommendations for a certain detox approach. The person tries that, and if it's working, then it's kept, and if it's not, then you switch over to something that does work.
Right. And, you know, again, experience is the best teacher. And that's one thing I have had. I've had my own personal issues, and I've been my little guinea pig, I'm sorry to say, but happy to say, because I've been able to help people through a lot of things from what I've personally experienced. I've worked with so many different people, and I'm very cautious. I've learned how to be very cautious and slow but steady in detoxification and cleansing. And, you know, the nice thing about when anybody, whoever works with us, we partner with people. We don't just put them on a program and send them off and see you later, but we feel like we're in it together. And a big part of cleansing and detoxification is knowing why you're feeling like you're feeling. And sometimes, you know, most of the time, it's a, you know, what you're feeling is just part of detoxification. There's nothing to fear or feel uncomfortable about. And once you're guided properly and get that understanding, people are usually very successful.
John from Rolla asked the following. I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease about 3 years ago, but have had symptoms for about 5 years. A couple of years ago, I developed chronic hives that appear on different parts of my body at different times. So far, none of the specialists I have seen seem to know what is causing the hives. I can't help wondering if there is any connection between my Parkinson's disease and hives, but they don't think so. Your thoughts?
Anything's possible. You know, the thing with, I don't know who you went to, I mean, if it's in the medical industry, if they don't have some kind of proof, then it's non-existent. But we don't feel, that's how naturopaths don't feel that way. Anything is possible. Anybody can react in any way. I know myself personally, you know, even as a young person, I would have certain symptoms. And, you know, of course, you tell the doctor and they're like, no, get out of here, you're wrong. Well, now I understand what those symptoms related to. They're actually a sign from the body that something was not right. There are numerous reasons as to why you can have hives. It can be hormone issues. It may be just a build up a level of toxins in your body that the body is actually reacting to. I mean, obviously you have high histamine levels, but there can be numerous reasons as to why you're having the chronic hives. And I definitely feel that that's something, via the testing, we can, you know, if nothing else, the nice thing about the testing is it just gives you so much information. And it really puts rhyme and reason into why you're feeling the way you are or why you have the symptoms.
I must say, Ivy, I was amazed at the detail that came back on the testing. The names of all the viruses and the bacterial infections that remained in my body. And I had always had the idea that if I took antibiotics, it was going to wipe everything out and I was going to be perfectly healthy. Little did I realize how many different viruses and pathogens and bacterial infections were raging throughout my body. I had no idea.
Right. And, you know, it may be the same case with you, John. I mean, you may have just a lot of viruses and bacteria. Maybe you had a lot of strep as a kid and, you know, you were on several rounds of antibiotics or some other reason, or maybe you had acne and did acne medication. I mean, your body may just be having a reaction to those toxins. And the best, you know, the only way the body knows how to get a response is to just, you know, increase histamine to try to get the inflammation, you know, try to deal with the inflammation. But once the histamine goes up, then you're in an allergic reaction or some kind of reaction. By the way, just to let you know, too, is vitamin C is really good at lowering histamine. But you have to take a lot of it.
I am somewhat of a do-it-yourself kind of a guy. My usual strategy is to figure out something to try on my own, go find a way to actually purchase it or get it, and then try it. And my other personality trait seems to be I always overdo things. So if it says, well, you take one a day, I usually have the idea, well, maybe two or three would be better. It sounds like what you're saying is it is possible to overdo a detox program, that is, I could actually create problems if I do it too quickly.
Yes. Now, who's saying that? You?
Are
you talking about your personal issue?
This is my personal issue. I overdo everything. And I suspect that it's a challenge, too, for many listeners who are do-it-themselves kind of people. They're not likely to give a naturopath a call or call you. They're probably more likely to look on the internet and say, oh, I'm going to try this detox program. And then when they get into it, if they're like me, they overdo it. And so what would you caution about that approach?
First of all, as a rule of thumb, or rule of thumb, more is not always better. Most of the time, I mean, it depends on your body. You know, everybody, there are different metabolic body types. There are certain people, no matter what they take, they don't feel anything, but something's going on, and they just don't. They're just not connecting to it. And then there are people who probably just need a little tweaking, but they get carried away because they took a little something and they feel, oh, that feels good, I'll take more. And then they obsess over it, and then it's like, it's not good. The body's like, whoa, whoa, I'm in overwhelm now. You know, again, more is not always better. Test the waters. If you take one and you feel good, then just keep taking one. And then if you start noticing a difference, we'll add a little more in. Or maybe the product won't be good anymore. And sometimes that's the case, too. You can use a product for a while and it does real well. And then after a while, it doesn't. But usually the reason why it doesn't do well after a while, it's because it's not getting to the root cause. It's just dealing with a symptom. And so, again, you know, via the testing, it actually ends up saving you money because you don't start buying this and buying that and trying this and trying that. And then you have a whole cabinet full of things and you're like, this is ridiculous. What am I going to do with all this? Then you have to become a doctor and start dispensing it to other people.
So it directs attention to the treatment that's most likely to really provide the best relief.
Right.
This is Robert Rogers. You're listening to my interview with Dr. Ivy Faber.
You know, man was made from the earth, and so we are seasonal individuals. Our bodies cleanse different organs during different seasons. I mean, it goes a whole day of cleansing. You know, your body cleanses your systems 24 hours a day. But then it's like, you know, it's like when you spring clean your house, you know, you pull everything apart during that season. Well, the body will pick a couple of organs throughout the seasons and really focus on cleansing those organs. And if there's a weakness there, you're not going to feel good. That's why you'll see in the winter a lot of people have kidney bladder infections. In the spring and fall, people are getting their gallbladders taken out.
What about summer?
Summer is heart, small intestine.
Is there a fall set that tends to erupt?
Yes, spring and fall are the same, liver and gallbladder. And then there's more, and I mean, it's lungs and large intestine also in there.
I have never done a colon cleanse. Do you think I should have all of my fillings taken out of my mouth?
I just think, you know, that's toxic metal. When they remove mercury, they have to put it in toxic waste containers to dispose of it. So what does that tell us? Hello, it's toxic and we're putting it in our body. And not only that, it creates a battery effect. There's a galvanic response. So one tooth charges another. And then if you have metal crowns on top of it, then you've got a triple whammy. And I'm all for getting the metal out. But I will caution you in making sure, number one, that you go to a dentist who has a protocol in removing the metals, that they're not removed too fast, and that you do some kind of cleansing beforehand, some preparatory cleansing, and some cleansing during the actual removal, you know, to make sure everything moves. So that would be my recommendation. And I don't know how much you have, but you have to take into consideration also metal crowns.
And your actual testing, I know the work that you did with Deborah, you actually do identify specific teeth that might be causing problems.
Yep. Yeah, and we can see which is the worst or which teeth need to be, the mercury needs to be extracted first, or if there are other issues going on in the mouth, which is very possible. So, yes, we can do all that through the testing.
And it's then a way to prioritize what needs to happen first rather than trying to go wang-bang inside and do everything at once.
Right. I strongly caution that. I mean, it can really, make a person worse.
Carl from Portland asks, what do you believe are the best methods for determining toxic levels of metals, organics, et cetera, in the human body?
There are various tests that you can use. One is, of course, what I do, And what I like about the electrodermal screening is that it looks at toxicity on a cellular level. So it doesn't matter if it's not in the blood. See, we see a lot of people who have great blood tests, you know, everything's normal and, you know, they've gone through every test and yet they're sick. So this looks at things from a cellular standpoint, which I like, because lots of times you can find information in the body that's affecting the body in that way where other testing may not show it. Now, another way, again, is you can do a hair analysis, or you can do a DMSA push where they actually give you some DMSA and then you urinate and they just test the levels of metal in your urine. So there may be some other ways. I'm not sure, but those are the three I know. You want to know how significant were the reduction of PD symptoms?
Oh, that yes.
Everybody's different. I wish there was an all-out answer, Carl, but there isn't. It just depends on the person. It depends on how long you've had PD. It depends on what kind of, if there's neurological damage. It depends on your body's ability to cleanse, your body's, you know, your immune system, your constitution. All those things are factors.
Carl also asks, what do you believe are the best methods for detoxifying the body? So you've talked quite a bit about identifying specific issues and then using a particular protocol that addresses that. Would there be good methods that are just basic fundamental methods that people can use to detoxify their body no matter what their issues are?
Well, you know, it's always good to do a colon cleanse, like I said before, and you can go and buy like a, you know, two-part program. Of course, drinking lots of good water, and of course, if alkaline water is available, that's the best water to drink. You know, then there are various, I mean, you can go into a health food store and you can find different cleanses. They have parasite cleanses and metal cleanses and candida cleanses. But again, you know, I just have to caution you there. Because of having Parkinson's, your body's probably hypersensitive. And so, again, one of two things, you know, if you want us to test you, we're happy to work up a protocol for you. Or if you do choose to go and just buy your own products, just start slow and really pay attention to how you feel, you know, and see how things are working for you.
So when you mentioned this colon cleanse, would these be pills a person would take, or do you have specific recommendations on a particular brand of colon cleanse a person could find at a health food store?
Well, there is one, it's called Renew Life, and I feel like they're a pretty good company. That's the only one that's kind of coming to my mind right now because I do order and keep some of their products. I like them. I think they're really clean, and I think they really care about people, and they produce a good product. But it's usually like they'll use a pill that causes increases peristalsis, and then there's probably some kind of fiber pill along with it also. So it's like a two-part program.
Patricia from Marietta, Georgia, which I believe is actually in your backyard, asked the following.
Yeah.
Dr. Faber, do you know of anyone else who has had an adverse reaction to Maripax, especially excessive gas and bloating?
Well, I don't personally know that, but I will tell you, when I looked it up, it's a side effect. It doesn't say, actually, you know, it doesn't say you will have bloating and gas, but you can have nausea, you can have constipation, dizziness. So if you can have any of those things, I'm sure you can have bloating and gas because it's causing some kind of disturbance in the intestines, whatever's in the product. And so, yeah, I think that's highly, highly, highly possible. And, you know, something that might help it would be to take some probiotics, and maybe that'll help you to be able to take the product more easily.
Are there certain brands of that you recommend over others?
I like Garden of Life. I think they have a really good product, and it's called Primal Defense. And I think he's another guy that really cares about people. He was sick himself, and I think he has a good product.
Patricia also says the following. I used to drink heavily. Could this have triggered my Parkinson's? The main symptom I deal with this disease is my loss of balance and coordination.
Again, anything's possible. You know, it just depends on your weak areas. Yes, I think drinking heavily, I wouldn't necessarily say, of course I'm not an authority on it and I really can't say period, that it caused Parkinson's. It could have triggered it, like your question asked. Because when you drink, you just overtox your liver and your kidneys. And so your filtration system and your detoxifying system is getting shut down, so I guess it's possible.
And this is Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery, and now we are going to return to Dr. Ivy Faber. What about allergies? Or is there any big deal with allergic reactions that people might have to food they eat or to other substances?
Actually, it's a very, very, very big deal. Because, unfortunately, again, because of our ecology, the ecology of the planet being compromised, which is compromising our food, we're getting a substandard grade of food. Even if you buy organic, which I do, it's like, I'm like, what is this? I can't even taste anything. It doesn't even taste good. And I'm talking about organic. And we did get to have a garden for a while, but we haven't, and that was good food. That did taste good. But who knows? Maybe it's really not organic what I'm getting. You never know today. You know, I just think, I got off on a tangent there. allergies, yes. You know, we become very allergic to different foods because of how the soil and our foods are compromised. But also there are phenols, which are natural occurring chemicals that are within the structure of the food itself, which different foods can have the same chemical, natural occurring chemical, not that it's a chemical compound of the makeup of the food. It's not a bad chemical. But if you get a lot of that chemical in your body, it can become a toxin. And then you start being reactive. And then all of a sudden, you know, you start reacting in ways that, you know, to foods that you may not have before. But lots of times with allergies, there's usually some kind of something else underlying as to why you're even having the allergy problem. But, yes, allergies, it can be. And a lot of times people are allergic to, like, their vitamins, like B vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin A. You know, these are all allergens.
Oh, that's interesting. So a person might be taking vitamin C at the recommendation of doctor or a health professional, but actually they're having an allergic reaction to it.
Right, and they may need it. They may need vitamin C, but they may not be absorbing, they may be taking it, and they may not be absorbing it or utilizing it the way it needs to be because the blood-brain barrier or, you know, just malabsorption is just the information isn't getting where it needs to get to.
How in the world do you solve that kind of problem? They need the vitamin C, but they're allergic to it, or they're not absorbing it.
Well, that's another part of the testing that we do, is we do a pretty extensive allergy test, and then there are actual ways that we can help people and teach them how they can actually permanently sometimes, I'm not going to say definitely 100%, because sometimes it does come back, but sometimes you can permanently clear an allergen or at least clear it for a substantial amount of time.
Meaning that if I'm allergic to, let's say, for example, wheat, it doesn't mean that I necessarily have to stop eating wheat the rest of my life. It might be possible to clear the issue that's associated with eating wheat.
Right.
That's interesting.
Right. Yeah.
You've mentioned quite a bit about your approaches to do the testing first, and I know many people are curious about what is that all about. So if they wanted to get this bioenergetic computer testing done, how does it work?
Okay, basically the way it works, and it would be obviously in most cases via saliva, is that the this testing equipment I have has the ability to utilize the saliva, because all the biochemistry is in the saliva, and actually look and see what body systems are out of balance and what the cause of it is, like what's causing the imbalance in the body. And so usually, the core is usually some kind of toxicity. So we can identify toxicity, we can identify allergies, we can identify hormonal imbalances, we can identify nutritional imbalances. This test has the ability to test for over 18,000 different scenarios. You know, it's just it's a great way to get information and have guidance as to what's going to work. And then also, too, as far as products, I mean, let's take, for example, vitamin C. There may be one type of C that your body would absorb and metabolize better than another. So the equipment has the ability to distinguish that.
Yeah, I was quite amazed that you even identify with this testing issues with specific organs. So if there are organs or particular systems in the body that are not functioning at their peak potential, then those are identified.
Yes.
Which is quite amazing. Specific toxins that are in the body, where the problems really are. What will happen is, as I understand it, you will send the individual a kit.
Yeah, just a little. They'll have to fill out some information, and it's a vial that you get to spit in and then mail it back to me.
So spit in the vial, and they have to mail it quickly back, like a next day delivery or a couple of days delivery.
You know what? Because it's the time of the year, I wouldn't spend the money on overnight. I would just 2-day priority it, and it's cheaper, and it gets here, and it's fine.
And then you take that saliva sample, they fill out a report that gives information about them and what their concerns are, and then you run the test, and then what happens then?
Then there's a 2-week turnaround for the testing. Then I will call the person, and, you know, if I cannot, what I like to do really is send the information and then call them when they have the information, or I can fax it, whatever's easiest. And then this way we can sit down and go over the report, and it's much easier if they have the information in front of them, if I'm just in blah, 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 because that's what it'll sound like if they don't have the info in front of them.
Well, there's so much detail to it, too. It's a little hard to digest everything that's in the report. And then I've had actually 5 of these tests done with you over the last 7 years, and what's happened with me is you also make recommendations on products or homeopathic products that I can consider taking. And there's a specific schedule of these and the names of these products. Is that typically what you do on these reports too?
Right. And these are products I carry. And the purpose of that is because I know that I've tested that product and that's going to work for you. And the product lines we carry are very high-grade material. They're organic. Most of them are organic. Where at all possible, I trust the companies. I know there's no fillers in them. I know that they test their products to make sure there's no toxins being passed on through the products, which, you know, it's common today. You really don't know what you're getting when you go buy products in a health food store. You don't know. It can be loaded with neurotoxins. seriously. You know, so I really trust these products, and it's really important for the success of the program. So, like, I don't mind if they need vitamin C and they say, well, I have vitamin C, that's fine, but the core stuff we like to provide just so we can monitor and see how, you know, we've tested it, we know how the body's going to respond, and then we just have to be able to follow it through.
Right. A person can, however, they'll have the specific types of products that you recommend, and if they have others that they know about they'd prefer to take, of course they can do that, and they can take their report to their regular doctor or a healthcare professional and have that analyzed and work with them in terms of what a protocol might be for treatment. So there are different options of what might happen after they get the testing results. Is that right?
Right.
Well, it's really up to the person as to what they might want to do with this as the next step.
Right, and if nothing else, you get a lot of information that puts a lot of rhyme and reason into your symptoms. You know, it's just really, it's really an amazing tool. I've, you know, been very blessed to be able to help. It's been a privilege to help people and be able to, you know, put together information and find out why. That's, you know, that's part, that's the major, that's 90% of it is why am I feeling the way I'm feeling? Why is this happening to me? You know, so finding out answers to those questions just make, you know, all the difference in the world as to how you, you know, proceed after that.
Well, you've been doing this testing for quite a while now, actually, because the date on mine is 2001. I know you were doing it quite a bit before that. So it's been around for quite a while. I know a number of naturopaths use this testing, too, across this country and others as well. So it's not exactly revolutionary stuff. It's been around for quite a while.
Oh, yeah. When I first started testing, people thought it was voodoo. And people are like, how did you know that? You know, what's interesting about the program, it's a frequency-generated program. Basically, everything in the program is in there via the frequency that it relates to, let's say, parasites. Every parasite has exudes or releases a certain energy which enters our body if we come in contact with it.
Well, that's how you are able to be so specific about all the various types of parasites and viruses and bacteria that were that were still in my tissues. That's how you could figure it out.
Right. So when I test someone, it's a challenge. I'm challenging the body, and then it will match to whatever's in your body. So, like, if you have a frequency for that parasite, the body's going to say, yeah, I got that. And so, you know, so it works that way. But then also on the, you know, in another way, when there's a deficiency, another part of the test is utilized where it's, oh, I need that. You know, I'm deficient here and I need that product. Of course, you don't give someone parasites, but you give them the energy of it. And what it does is it actually extracts it out. It pulls it out of the cells, and then you use other things to carry it out.
What was quite amazing to me in the report that several reports you did for me were listed all of these chemicals that were in my body that were all associated with household chore activities like gluing things together in my house or doing projects around the house that involved various substances that had all sorts of these noxious chemicals in it. When I saw the listing, I realized, oh, my goodness, I thought when I was doing those things it probably wasn't a good thing to be exposed to all of those glues and paste and all the other kind of things we use when we're doing fix-up work around the house, plumbing kinds of things. And by Jove, there it was. It was still hanging around in the tissues. So.
Right, but, and not that, I mean, the body has the ability to filter and cleanse itself, but it's just that, you know, if you get bombarded, if your body gets into a weakened state, then what happens is, you know, then everything then becomes an issue.
Right.
And so when you're in a weakened state, these things will show up, and the body will say, get it out of here. It's making me sick. So that's what we do. We get it out.
Well, the revelation to me was I just assumed, because I'd been on so many antibiotics, especially as a child, that if I had infections, all of the infections would have been eradicated, just as if they might have been irradiated by radiation. But that turns out not to be the case. Those bacterial infections of various names and characters tend to hang around and reside at the cellular level. That is, they're not gone.
And not only that, you probably just wiped everything out that was good and you created more. From doing that, you created more bacteria.
Right. Yeah,
and then it became a breeding ground.
I suspect that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the body can only handle so much.
Right. Then they were having a happy little party.
Right.
In your body.
That's right. So, Ivy, if people want to call up and ask you follow-up questions or learn more about the kind of things that you do at your clinic in Georgia, how do they contact you? What's your phone number, your website? How do they get in touch?
Okay, my phone number is 770-345-6614. And the website is www.harmonyhealthinc.com, I hope. I honestly, I use that website just as, it's our brochure, and you can tell there's nothing elaborate there. And whoever's listening in, we're just lame when it comes to the computer. But we put it up there. It is, we put it up there for, you know, just for people to be able to contact us and get some basic information. It's not really a selling point because this kind of stuff, you just, you can't, you know, it's got to be, you have to have the human touch here. We have to talk to people and explain it and so they can get a clear understanding. But it gives you the basic information, and I'm pretty sure that's what it is, www. I just looked it up, timeharmonyhealthinc.com. Yes.
As I'm sure everybody can readily tell, Dr. Faber is not into selling or marketing what she does, and it is unequivocally the truth that people have to find her. She doesn't obviously advertise, she doesn't market what she does, but people do find her by word of mouth and by reference, which is, of course, how I found you at long distance. So I want to express my deep appreciation for being willing to talk with us about the kind of things that you do. I know this is not the kind of activity you normally do.
Say this, you will get the biggest bang for your buck from this test, and that's really the truth. And we've always, you know, our purpose is to help people, and we, when we do recommend products, we work really hard to see what the best product, not only what the best product is for the individual, but also how wide range can it cover, you know, things that are, you know, out of balance. So we work hard to try to find, to give as little, as fewer products as we can, but we want to, you know, we're not going to hold back giving somebody something that they really need either. So we understand, you know, we're just,
You're really the epitome of a small business at its best. You work with your husband, Roy, so it's basically just the two of you in the clinic. Isn't that right? Is that the way it works?
It's just us, and then we have an assistant, and that's it. And, you know, we try to keep our overhead small because, you know, we don't have to, you know, charge that to the patient or the individual because we have a high overhead. And so we really we're low-maintenance people, and we just want to help people. That's all.
Well, I want to thank you, too, Ivy, for all the wonderful work you've done for me over the years. My health is really outstanding these days. I've got limitless energy, and I'm able to do incredible things every day, really. And I think in large part it's due to the work that you did. Now, it's been 6 or 7 years ago, being able to identify some of those underlying core issues that were present in my body and had been for many years. And if those really hadn't been cleared out, I think I would not be in the good health I am today. I think it'd be a big difference, really. So,
well, it does make a big difference, and I'm happy that you found us.
Well, I am too. I want to thank you, and I really wanted to be sure and let other people in the Parkinson's community know about the work that you do, because really it has been so helpful to me. And very clearly in hearing your answers, there's not any panacea, there's not any clear approach that can help everybody in the same way. By approaching it the way you do, by doing this holistic test, which really gives a big picture of everything that's going on in the body, it gives you some good clues of a good place to start. So it's quite a marvelous approach, I think, to how people can get relief from their symptoms.
And again, we'll work hard for people, and so we'll try to get as much information to them and you know, try to help them in any way we can. We'll do our best. That's all we can do.
This is Robert Rogers, and you've connected to Parkinson's Recovery. As a reminder, to get additional information about the testing that Dr. Faber is talking about in this interview, you can go to our main website, www.parkinsonsrecovery.com. At the top of the main page, you'll notice a menu item that says Programs. Click on that, and then you'll see a row of pictures. Simply scan over to the very right. It says Toxin Testing. Click on that, and you'll get a great deal of explanation about what this test is and how it works so that you can take that information, digest it, do your own research, and talk with your healthcare professional about this as a possibility for you. And that's what's happening on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and all the children are truly loved. Know that by virtue of the fact you're listening to this radio show, that you are on the road to recovery. Good day to you.